And joining me live in studio today with the Lincoln County Fair Board overseeing the entertainment during the fair, that's Ryan Lyman. Ryan, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Duke. Doing good. Glad to be here.
Well, you wouldn't know it by the weather, but the fair is what, about 6, maybe 7 weeks away?
It is.
Coming right up.
It is.
So here we go. Before we talk about what's coming to this year's fair, can we give a shout out to your great grounds crew at the fair? Clay Larson and his guys have been over there at the stock dog competition.
Absolutely,
this
yeah.
week. And they don't just do the fair. I mean, they do the whole thing no matter what events there, and they do a fantastic job. Clay and the guys.
Absolutely. There's stuff going on there a lot more than there used to be. We're trying to make it available to people and, yeah, get events and different things to come in. Yeah, Clay and Josh do an outstanding job. I love working with those guys.
Yeah, they've bailed us out so many times with
they
the things
have.
That we do at the fairgrounds. So shout out to those guys. And yeah, Clay, Josh, and the crew, they do a great job. So let's talk fair August 3rd through the 10th. Ryan, you oversee the entertainment. So let's start with the big events and the main acts. What do you have coming this year?
Yeah, so Saturday the 3rd, we'll start out with the truck and tractor pulls. So this is I believe they allow local entrance if you want to hook your you feel like you got something that can pull that sled. So this is it's going to be high octane though. There's going to be some big tractors and trucks that come, and I think we'll see hopefully lots of smoke and maybe a little bit of fire, and they'll drag that heavy sled through the arena.
I'm looking forward to this one. It's similar concept as the horse pulls, right?
Just
now with machines instead of horses.
Yeah, and a few thousand more horsepower each. Yeah.
Yeah, a little more weight on the sleds maybe. That's going to kick off the fair with the nightly entertainment at least on Saturday, August 3rd. And then you head into Monday. What do you have coming
Monday
up?
We got Enduro Cross. We did that last year. A lot of times we'll bring events in for a few years in a row. So that those who maybe didn't see it the first time and realize what was coming have another opportunity. But yeah, Enduro Cross, and it was exciting last year. They built an incredible course, very difficult course, and we had some exciting things happen there.
Always exciting things with the Enduro Cross, and a lot of local riders. That's what I think. It's a locally
absolutely.
It's all locally done, right?
We have they cast a wide net, but yeah, there's a lot of local. Adults and youth and kids, and then there's some nationwide riders that come in. They have a pretty good prizes, and so we attract the whole gamut.
Absolutely. That's on Monday. What do you have the rest of the week in the arena?
Yeah, then we'll have the horse pulls. That'll be on Tuesday. The vocalist, obviously, I'm sure you've been advertising that here. Then freestyle reining will be on Thursday. And then we'll have the PRCA rodeos both Friday and Saturday night.
Excellent. So the traditional two nights of PRCA to end the fair,
yep.
August 9th and 10th. Those are the main events in the arena. Before we head to some of the other entertainment, tell us about the tickets. Year two that you guys have done the season pass option for tickets.
Yeah, and you can save a lot of money doing that. And so this is the season pass is basically a ticket for each night in the main arena. And yeah, if folks want to save money, they can jump on and get those tickets. We have that includes a drink at the show. You got an assigned seat, obviously, up close. We've got new seats this year. Anybody has probably experienced maybe having a uncomfortable seat or possibly a broken seat, and so those are new seats. So yeah, an assigned seat. You don't have to wait in line. Your seat's going to be there. You get a drink. You also get parking, which is I think a pretty big deal. A designated parking spot
up close.
That's
a big deal.
Yep, absolutely. And we have added this year, you can buy just parking if you want to. So that's a new thing we just added this year. Those are limited. And when you go on the website, it tells you how many are left for each night. And so if you're interested in having a designated close-ish parking spot, you can now just buy those as well.
Very cool. And those are available now, correct?
Absolutely.
All the tickets are up now?
Everything's on sale. Yep. Carnival tickets, you can save money. Save $10 per all-day pass if you get your carnival tickets before the carnival comes. Once they come and start setting up, that will close. And so then you'll be paying full price at the gate.
So you may as well just get those now.
Absolutely.
Save some money on that. So the carnival will begin on Tuesday and run through the rest of the week. The Midway Carnival coming again. This is Ryan Lyman in studio this morning with the Lincoln County Fair Board overseeing entertainment. Some of the other things that the fair has done that's been traditional entertainment-wise, starting off the fair with the Classics Car Show again, the Kicking Classics Car Show.
Yeah, we got the car show and local entries and also entries from around the area. You get a free T-shirt, you get a dash plaque for signing up. That's free for people to come and look at the car show. And so come wander around and look at the cars. There's always a lot of cool cars and trucks. And the vendors will be there. Food vendors will be there. Most of them will be there ready to go. And so that's a fun day prior to the parade we have that evening.
So the fair, just to reiterate, the fair starts on Saturday. It's not a Monday start time. You got the car show, the parade, the nightly entertainment with the truck and tractor pulls.
Yep.
It's get ready to go on the Saturday. Yep,
absolutely.
Again, Ryan Lyman in studio this morning with the Lincoln County Fair Board. Who do you have coming to the big top stage this year, Ryan?
So we got a mixture. We try to have a good mix of, you know, we'll have some country and rock bands. We'll have a little bit of bluegrass. We'll have mariachi again this year under the Tiny Top. Hypnotist, Tap Classics, it's always a local favorite. They'll be there Saturday. We'll have jugglers and we'll have stilt walkers and magic and comedy and just a mixture of everything.
Absolutely. So you can find all the details online at lincolncountyfair.info. Understand fair books are out, correct?
They are.
So yep. People can find those where?
On our website. So I don't know exactly where to get a hard copy. You can get a hard copy for many of the board members. I think like the library, I think, has some, and the community booth directors of each community booth, I think, have them. It's also available PDF on the website.
Yeah, so you can find a digital copy online, right?
And July 1st is when you'll be able to go on and register for a lot of register your pigs and sheep and goats and everything. That'll open July 1st on the website.
That's Ryan Lyman in studio this morning with the Lincoln County Fair Board. A quick snapshot of what's happening entertainment-wise at this year's Lincoln County Fair. Find details, the fair book, and everything else available online at lincolncountyfair.info. Ryan, anything we missed about this year's upcoming fair that people need to be aware of?
A couple of cool things just want to mention. We're going to have sea otters this year. A big T-Rex will be walking around, and then we got a Johnny Depp impersonator. So
nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. I like it. Always something to see and do, and it's different every single day.
Yep, absolutely.
You go to the Lincoln County Fair. Again, that's Ryan Lyman, Lincoln County Fair Board member overseeing entertainment. We'll touch base with additional fair board members as we get closer to the fair and talk more about the community booths, some of the livestock options as well, and, of course, other things happening at this year's fair, August 3rd through the 10th. Get those tickets now for the main arena events and save with those season passes. Get parking if you'd like reserved parking before those sell out. And, of course, you can save by getting those carnival tickets in advance now. All the details online at lincolncountyfair.com. Info. That's lincolncountyfair.info.